Well, let me give you a little of the history of this feast, and it might give you an understanding that you didn't expect. It was in the 1920s that, in fact, the Franciscans, my own order, pushed Rome to have this as a feast day. It's very recent, actually. It only was universalized in the 1960s with the Vatican Council. And after the First World War, when the kings of Europe had all been self-destructing one another, all in the name of Christianity, it seems, they realized we needed a bigger pattern here. We needed something that would hold Christian civilization together. And they recognized that most Christian understanding was based on what I'm going to call Plan B. And probably Plan B is what most of you implicitly or explicitly grew up with. That it all starts with a big mistake. Which is a terrible way to start history. That Adam and Eve ate the apple. Dang it. And that got us off to a very terrible beginning. And so God had to send his son into the world to redeem the whole thing and turn it around. Well, that really is Plan B. That history begins with a mistake, and all Jesus is, in effect, is a mop-up exercise correcting Adam and Eve's supposed fault. A much broader and bigger view, found definitely in the scriptures, but for some reason not noticed, is quite different. It was revealed in that second reading where we were told that this Christ is the Alpha and the Omega, right? Alpha being the first letter of the Greek alphabet, Omega being the last. There has to be a correspondence between how the universe started and where it's going. There has to be a connection. There has to be a direction. And Plan A says the direction and the meaning was set from the very beginning. And it didn't start with a problem. It started with a blueprint, which was called the Logos. The first idea in the mind of God, as it were. If God has ideas, I don't know, but that's the way they talked. And notice that the official name of the feast is Christ the King of the Universe. It's trying to get to a universal understanding of what's going on. What does this thing called history mean? Where does it come from and where is it going? And here's the way the Franciscans proposed it. They said, the first idea, the alpha of history, is that God wanted to materialize. God, who is spirit, who is shapeless, who is formless, wanted to take form. That's Plan A. That this material universe reveals the invisible God. That's what it means for the Christ to be the King of the universe. Maybe we'd actually use the word the pattern. The first revelation of what's going on. The inner DNA of everything. And because we still were pretty much preoccupied with kings, we use the word the King of the universe. But as you saw in the gospel, he in effect rejects that title. He says, that's not what I'm about. I just came to reveal the big truth, not to be a king in your worldly sense. So the Christ, and I've told you this here before, I think, the Christ is not the same as Jesus. Now, don't be shocked. Don't be scandalized. Don't think I've lost faith. Right? Jesus has existed only for 2,000 years. The Christ, the King of the universe, the pattern of all things, has existed, according to our understanding of the universe, for 14.6 billion years. Got it? It's called the Big Bang. That's when God, from our science, the best we know, decided to show God's self. That's the incarnation. That's the alpha point. We're the first people who ever had a name for it. We call it the Big Bang. that God decided to materialize. And of course, now our telescopes can reveal that this universe is still expanding. 14.6 billion years ago, it's still moving outward. The Christ is still unfolding. Now, maybe this second coming of Christ that Christians like to talk about is when, and scientists predict this will happen, when the whole thing stops expanding. I don't know why. And they say, in a moment, we'll all condense. I don't know. We don't need to know. Last week's gospel said that. We don't need to worry about it. It's not our problem. But what we do know is that the Alpha and the Omega are the same thing. That what God revealed as Plan A, the Christ, to reveal who God is in the universe, in creation, in every creature, in everything that exists on this planet and all planets right now, is a revelation of the mystery of God. I hope you recognize that means you are inside of something very sacred, very beautiful, inherently holy. We don't make it holy, it already is. You are the in-between of the Alpha and the Omega, the eternal Christ, the King of the universe, is the pattern of the universe, in other words. So Jesus doesn't come to proclaim any kind of domination or warrior status or control of history. He simply says, I am naming the deepest meaning of history and the deepest meaning of humanity. And that's why, in a moment of time, this eternal Christ mystery came as a person that you and I call Jesus. And we're the religion that dares to believe that. Maybe you have to ask yourself if you really do. It's pretty hard to believe. Can you really believe that one ordinary looking man born in a little dusty town in Palestine is the eternal blueprint of what God is doing? That's a big act of faith. And maybe that's why Jesus asked Pilate, do you believe this of yourself, or have others told you of this? And maybe we have to ask the same question. Are you just here because others told you you should be Catholic or Christian, you should believe this? Or do you really believe that the Christ reveals what is happening all the time and everywhere? And even in you, and even now. This, I believe, is the deepest and biggest and best meaning of the feast of Christ, the King of the universe.